out there in Main Menu Land. It's Steve Matsura once again with this week's edition of the Backup Corner on ACB Main Menu. This week, we're going to talk about more ways to back up your system. This week, we're going to focus on backing up your system to backup sets that live on your hard drive, and then you do with the backup sets what you want. That might be filing them off to zip drives or jazz drives or off to tape. It all depends on you. First program I'd like to talk about is a nifty little piece of shareware for $20. It's got a 30-day evaluation period. That is from superwin.com, and it's called WinRescue. That's WinRescue. And the website, of course, is superwin.com. There are two versions of the program, one for $95 and one for $98, and yes, they are different. Also, if you register one, the key will not work with the other. They will have to send you, if you choose to upgrade from one to the other, they will have to send you a separate key. Now, I don't know whether they're good guys and whether they'll send you a freebie key if you go from $95 to $98 within a reasonable amount of time. I just took the 98 version because I've been running Windows 98 for a while now, and I just went with it. Just for fun, I tried the key on Windows 95, and it does not work. So the key that they email you is for the version that's the version that you downloaded. The file names, by the way, for the download, one is called Rescue64.exe, which is WinRescue version 9.1 for Windows 95, and then there's WinRescue81.exe, which is for Windows 98. Why the numbers are different, I don't know, but that's what you get if you go to superwin.com and download this program. After you download it and install it, and you run it for the first time, you get the usual shareware bank screen, followed immediately by a screen where you can take a look and see how to register the program and what the benefits are to registering, obviously the main benefit being that it doesn't expire. And for $20, considering what this thing does, it's pretty good. The main window has four tabs, and by the way, this is not extremely speech-friendly unless you're willing to use your mouse keys. And if you're not comfortable with using your mouse keys, you may either want to get comfortable with that or choose another piece of software, because this software relies very heavily / extensively on the use of mouse keys. You can, of course, go into the program with your screen reader and relabel a lot of the custom controls, but to me that's an awful lot of work when just messing around will do the job. The four tabs across the top of the screen, excluding the help tab, which I guess would make five, are Backup, Crash Fixer, Red Pack, Boot Disk, and of course I mentioned Help. Alright? Backup works almost identically to the way WinZip backup works that I've demonstrated here previously. As a matter of fact, the documentation says that if you use their backup, it is compatible with WinZip. Actually, they say it's compatible with PKZip, but what they really mean is WinZip. By the way, there's also a DOS version of this that you get when you install, which you will use when you create a boot disk and you go into to do a recovery. Backup is pretty standard. It asks you what drive and or directory you want to back up. You navigate to it. There are tabs and checkboxes on the screen for all the kind of stuff that we talked about in WinZip, whether you want to do an incremental backup, which means deal with the archive bit, or whether you want to do a full system backup. Now, what this does is it creates a zip archive and stores it on your hard drive. So you got to make sure that you have a lot of space left on your drive if you want to back up your whole system. If you don't want to back up your whole system, you're only interested in backing up critical files, then of course you have to apportion the space accordingly, but it's certainly going to be a lot less space. Before I talk about the other tabs, I'm going to jump over to the Reg Pack tab, the Registry Packer. This is a very interesting little subutility part of the program, and to my way of thinking, was worth the price of admission, was definitely worth the $20. What the Registry Packer will do is it will scan your Windows registry, and it will extract all records, or keys as they are called, from the Windows registry that reference things you no longer have on your system. For example, a lot of keys in the Windows registry contain references to specific file names. RegPack will look on your system, determine whether those file names exist. If they don't, it removes the key. Supposedly, this is supposed to make your system run faster. Well, I ran the thing, and it didn't have very much to clean up, mostly because about 6 months ago, I ran Norton Antivirus 2000 and Norton SystemWorks 2000 on my system, and that pretty much cleaned my registry of any nonsense that was in there from the past. So my registry was pretty clean to start out with. They claim that it makes system boot a lot faster, and it makes certain programs run faster. I think with the faster CPUs we have today, the 400 and 500, even the 300 megahertz CPUs, I don't think you're going to get that much of a difference that you'll even notice. But it does make the registry file smaller. Witness the fact that I took an old registry file that I had stored on backup, restored it, ran RegPack on it, and the output of the registry export command in the regedit program went from about 8.5 megs down to about 7 meg. So it does do something, and it doesn't seem to have affected my system adversely for having run it. It does not give you a report telling you what it extracted. However, as it goes along, it does display what's going on. And as I said, the theory behind it is it only extracts keys for things you no longer have. So it's pretty safe. I would say it's pretty safe. Now the next item I'd like to talk about is the boot disk creation. And what that's all about is if you really want to have a system where you can come up from brand new hardware and install things and bring up tape drivers and bring up all sorts of other drivers and restore backups and whatnot, you're going to need a boot disk of some kind to get you going. Now, if you're lucky and you have a CD-ROM drive and you've created a boot CD-ROM, you're probably in fine shape. However, some of us don't have that luxury. Some of us don't want to do it. And so we have to rely on the old floppy disk boot procedure. Now, I've seen floppy disk boot procedures before, particularly in a program called NovaBack from a company called NovaStore, without the E, www.novastore.com. And what the NovaStore and NovaBack procedure did was it created a boot disk. As a matter of fact, it was a pair of boot disks. First you boot in one, and then you shove the other one in when it asks you for it. Then it allowed you three or four options, one of which was to format your hard drive, one of which was to restore from a backup tape, because the tape drivers were part of the boot sequence, so you had your tape drivers handy. And a couple other things, there was FDisk on there and stuff like that. The boot procedure that you get with WinRescue is much the same, but it offers you the WinRescue recovery utility and the ability to backup from WinRescue backup sets. This is very interesting because if you have a CD-ROM and a CD-ROM writer, which these days more and more people are getting because they're cheap, you could use this option to recover your system. You boot the WinRescue floppies, answer a couple of questions, format your boot drive, your C drive presumably, partition it, you may need to partition it, you may not, depends on how you have things set up. And then you can go directly to the restore of your boot disk from CD-ROM. It allows you a little bit of latitude on the floppies so that it looks like, it doesn't tell you you can do this, by the way. The following is pure conjecture on my part based on what I've seen of the boot sequence. It looks like if you are using some other media to back up to, such as ZIP or JAZZ drives, you can insert the drivers required into the config sys file on the boot floppy, and you can also copy them onto the disk. There's some extra disk space there that it gives you, presumably for that purpose. So if you're not restoring from CD-ROM, if you're restoring from, like I said, a JAZZ drive or a ZIP drive, you could get away with doing that using this utility. Now I'll talk a little bit about the crash fixer, which is kind of outside the scope of this program, but I will tell you a little bit about what it does. I haven't tried it. I'm not that game, and I also don't have a backup of my C drive that I trust enough. I don't know if I ever will have one that I trust enough to try this one, but this one's pretty scary. What it looks like it does is it goes through and checks versions of critical DLLs. It looks to make sure that your win.ini and system.ini files are intact and reference things, once again, that exist on your system. If they don't, it removes references from those files for those things. Now, this is really good for programs that leave nasty little traces around in win.ini and system.ini after you want to install them. Not a good thing, but this is what some program uninstalls do, is they just delete themselves from your system, and then they leave references to themselves in win.ini and system.ini so that when your system comes up, it still tries to load them. Sometimes that's all right. Sometimes your system just ignores it. But every once in a while, you get these messages. You ever get these messages where you're booting up and a window pops up that you can't read because your speech hasn't come up yet, or your braille display hasn't come up yet, or your large print hasn't come up yet? Well, the message invariably says something like, missing blah 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 dot DLL, press enter to continue. And they're just warning messages, but they're annoying as all hell. Anyhow, that pretty much, in a very fast nutshell, is WinRescue. It's very nice. It's, as I said, not all that speech-friendly, unless you're willing to turn your mouse cursor on and go dancing around the screen and looking at things. A little bit of Windows reclassification might help, but then again, it might not, because I tried reclassifying some of the things and it still didn't work right. So, unless you're comfortable with using your mouse, WinRescue may not be for you. However, another program called GoBack at www.goback.com is probably definitely something you might want to check out. It does nothing more than back up files that you tell it to back up, store them in a safe place, and allow you to restore from this safe place depending on which version of a file, which basically means which backup of a file, you want to take. This is great for people who do a lot of word processing, editing, or database updates and stuff. What it basically allows you to do is roll back to the last backup you did, or the one before that, or the one before that. As many backups as you want to keep on the system, you can roll back to. Once again, this is all dependent on how much disk space you have. And once again, we're not out of disk space, but we are out of time. 15 minutes just goes like that. Thanking you for yours until next, this is Steve Matsura for ACD Main Menu in the Backup Corner.